Bug out, kid, Len Files said. His face was cheesy white, seeming to hang off his skull the way the flesh hung off his sister's upper arms. Behind him, the lights of the Gottlieb machines in the little arcade flashed and flickered with no one to watch them. The cool cats, who made an evening specialty of corner pocket pinball, were clustered behind Len Files like children. To Len's right were the pool and billiard players, many of them clutching cues like clubs. Old G stood off to one side by the cigarette machine. He didn't have a pool cue. From one gnarled old hand there hung a small automatic pistol. It didn't scare Bobby. After Cam and his yellow-coat friends, he didn't think anything would have the power to scare him right now. For the time being, he was all scared out. Put an egg in your shoe and beat it, kid, now. Better do it, kiddo. That was Alana, standing behind the desk. Bobby glanced at her and thought, if I was older, I bet I'd give you something. I bet I would. She saw his glance, the quality of his glance, and looked away, flushed and frightened and confused. Bobby looked back at her brother. You want those guys back here? Len's hanging face grew even longer. You kidding? Okay then, Bobby said. Give me what I want and I'll go away. You never see me again. He paused. Or them.
What you want, kid?
Old G asked in his wavering voice. Bobby was going to get whatever he asked for. It was flashing in old G's mind like a big bright sign. That mind was as clear now as it had been when it had belonged to young G, cold and calculating and unpleasant. But it seemed innocent after Cam and his regulators. Innocent as ice cream. A ride home, Bobby said. That's number one. Then speaking to old G rather than Len, he gave them number two.
This ends Disc 8.